Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. First of all, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that the things in Ector County are on the right track or on the wrong track?
They're fair, I guess.
Your options are either right track, wrong track?
Well, they're on the right track.
Okay, thank you very much. According to your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
Oh, it's probably water.
Water? Okay. Anything else?
Well, and their roads, too.
Okay. Roads. Thank you very much. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I guess it's probably fair.
Fair. Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as today?
We get rid of Biden, we'll be in great condition.
Okay, so you believe it will be better off?
Yeah, we'd be much better off. We get
okay.
rid of him and close the border and
get
people want to work, get them out of here.
Mm-hmm. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Well, I'm concerned because we're in business, so.
Okay. That will be very or somewhat concerned then?
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Do you consider it to be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
We've gotten pretty good on the parks, but I'd say maybe,
good.
We're
okay.
better. We're much better than we used to be. So I guess I'd say we're good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Well, we're fair.
Fair, okay. What about the availability of quality health care?
We used to be great, and now
okay.
we're poor.
Okay. What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
I think we're okay. I think we're good. I don't think we're a bunch of rednecks, no.
What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
I think we're good, and I know we're working at it.
Okay. What about offering job opportunities in your field?
Well, there again, till we get rid of Biden, it's not going to be good because interest rates are up
okay.
and nobody can afford a house, and we're in the real estate business.
Okay. What about quality of the public schools?
I think our public schools are doing good.
Okay, good. What about the availability of affordable housing?
I think we're doing pretty good. Of course, we've got builders that are always behind.
Okay. What about being able to get from one place to another with little traffic?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we desperately need some overpasses on our loop.
Okay, so you will say it's poor right now.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What about
if we could teach people how to drive, it'd be better.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with society and culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about
your life in your own hands? You get out there in it.
Yeah. What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Our elected officials, I think, are tried. Yeah.
Okay, so you'll say it's fair or good?
Well, right now I think it's fair.
Okay, thank you. What about public transportation?
Well, of course, I don't have anything to do with it.
You wouldn't know anything about it.
No. When we had a friend here that used it, it was good. But he's passed away, so. And I have a car and I have a driver, so I don't use it.
Okay. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Well, I think we have a lot of natural beauty, but people who come where there's all kinds of trees, they don't think so, so.
Okay, so you'll say that one is good?
You got to have water for all those trees, and then you have all those bugs and everything that go with that, so.
Mm-hmm.
everything has its downfall. I lived where there were trees and lots of water for 12 years, and I couldn't wait to get back to good old dry West Texas.
Okay. So you would rate this one as good or fair? Or?
Well, yeah, I think we do. I think we're good.
Okay, thank you. What about public safety and low crime?
Well, we're poor now.
Okay, thank you.
It's a disaster. The news media don't report it, but it is not good.
And it's like that everywhere, believe me. Now
yeah, it's that way everywhere. But Odessa used to not have that much, but we've got a lot going on right now the general public don't know about.
Okay. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Retirees, according to your opinion, is it good, excellent, fair, or poor for retirees?
Well, it's poor right now. We have no medical.
Okay.
We've just let our medical go to pot. It used to be very good, but you can't even get into a doctor now.
Wow.
What about
for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Oh, I think it would be good here.
Okay. What about for...
Do you know anybody to pass it along to? If anybody wants to be a plumber, go to Ozona, Texas. They don't even have a plumber.
Wow.
People come from San Angelo. I can't believe that. We have a ranch down there, and we're 30 miles from Ozona.
Okay.
And to get a plumber, we had to get somebody out of San Angelo.
It's a hassle.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. What about...
I need to call the president of OC and tell him to train some plumbers and tell them they have a good job if they'll just move to Ozona. It is a nice little town.
Definitely. What about for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor for people like that?
Well, I'd say it's good.
Okay. What about for racial and ethnic minorities?
Well, I think they would do as good as anybody.
Okay. What about for young single people?
I don't think Odessa is prejudiced at all.
No, me neither. Me neither. What about for young and
for young people? Well, I know there's not enough. They think it's not enough to do, but when you're over the hill, don't go anywhere. It's fine.
Okay, so you will say it's excellent for them or good?
Yeah, it's a good place. We have our grandkids, but I guess, well, we have four that live here and we have three that don't live here, so.
Okay. What about for people like you? According to your personal opinion, your personal experience, how would you grade it?
Well, I think they cater a lot, I think, to older people here. I think they do a lot of stuff for older people.
So you say it's excellent or good?
I'd say good.
Okay. What about for immigrants from other countries?
Well, I think we're pretty accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you know there's not that many jobs for anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if all
so you say it's fair?
Yeah,
fair,
I'd say fair, yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay,
I have a girl working for me that's from Cuba.
Okay. Okay. What about for families with children?
Well, I think it's a good town for families with children.
Okay.
And like
what
I
about
say, the school system is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
As they were
okay.
Overcrowded, but
okay. Yeah. Overpopulation. What about for people living below the poverty line?
Well, I know I know some people who are below the poverty. I think we go out of our way to try to help everybody we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you'll say for them
is our food bank does an awful lot. And
okay.
The Meals on Wheels for the older people are wonderful.
Okay, so you'll say for them is fair or poor? Or you don't know?
Well, I would say, well, it's probably poor for people under the poverty level of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's,
how?
You know, the jobs are just the good jobs. I mean, they can work, but the good jobs
mm-hmm.
are just not here right now because
mm-hmm.
good old Biden.
Mm. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I would not, at the point right now, it's not excellent, but I'd say it's good.
Thank you very much. Over the next five years...
In another year, we'll be rid of him. We'll be excellent.
Okay, perfect. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, will deteriorate, or stay about the same?
No, I think we'll improve greatly.
Thank you very much. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs, from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Well, I don't get into any of that anymore. My husband still serves on the economic development, on the Better Odessa, you name it.
Okay, so you would say you're not at all familiar with it.
No, I'm not. I know they're working hard to try to make it a lot better.
Okay, thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Well, I think I'm confident. I think they have good people over there that are working hard at it.
Okay, so you say you're very confident or somewhat confident?
Oh, I'd say I was confident.
Very or somewhat?
No, I'd say very.
Okay, thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Well, we've been in here since 1971. Working to make Odessa a better place to live.
So you say you're very familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it, yeah.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm very confident.
Thank you very much. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Thank you. Finally, the last few questions are about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
Oh, I had 1 year of college. My husband had two.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I really consider us independent.
Okay, thank you. What is your age? Between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
If you got one older than dirt.
You sound young, though.
No, I'm 87.
Okay. Well, do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Is your annual...
My grandson just got laid off from Schlumberger.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Is your annual household...
Well, he's working in real estate. He is making more money in real estate anyway.
Yeah, well, that's good for him. I wish I had me a job like that.
he was such a smart kid. They kept him... They've paid him through all this mess.
Okay.
And they finally had to let him go.
Mm-hmm. They lost. It's their loss, not his.
Yeah. But he was working in real estate the whole time, so.
Okay. Is your annual household income below 25 through 39, 40 through 74, or 75 plus?
75 plus.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, a student, currently unemployed?
No, I'm retired. My husband doesn't have enough sense to retire.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I still know I'm a woman. I'm a female.
Amen. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, that will be the end of our opinion poll. Thank you so much for your time, your opinion, and for being such a wonderful person. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Yeah, Odessa is a great place to live.
I'm thinking about moving over here.
Well, it took us 15 years to the day to get back to Odessa.
Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Place.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.